Yeah, unfortunately, looks like the rainfall's going to be disappearing this week across much of the top end as there some drier air starts to push across from the east. So, unfortunately, yeah, we've only got a slight chance of an afternoon shower or storm along the west coast and the Darwin area for most of this week. So, those rumours are...
They're true.
So typical build-up conditions are on the way then?
Yeah, pretty much. So pretty warm and sunny conditions expected for much of this week. And, yeah, can't rule out the odd shower or storm developing during the afternoon around the west coast. But, they're going to be few and far between.
And that means higher temperatures inland?
So we are expecting pretty warm temperatures inland. Today we're looking at 34 degrees forecast for Darwin. The inland rural area looking at 37 degrees for Humpty Doo, and even warmer the further we head inland. So Catherine's looking at a maximum of 39 degrees today in mostly sunny conditions. And that's pretty much the story for much of this week as well. So pretty clear and sunny through the Catherine region and probably most of the top end.
Yeah, look, what about the boaties? I've been enjoying the breeze sort of just picking up around about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the mornings just to take some relief out of that heat.
Yeah, once the sea breeze kicks in, it can or it does ease that heat a little bit. We're expecting variable winds 10 to 15 knot north to northwesterly sea breeze on the harbour today. Off the north coast, we're expecting those winds to be a little bit stronger and coming out of the east 10 to 15 knots and maybe picking up to around 20 knots at times. If you're getting, or if you want a bit of relief from some of the heat, out on the water might be where you need to go.
I was going to say, with the lack of cloud cover, it's going to get quite warm over the next couple of days.
Yeah, so those clear, sunny conditions, the humidity's not really going anywhere at this point in time now, now that we're this far in to the build-up. So, sticky conditions and... afternoon, hopefully we can, fingers crossed, find a shower or the odd storm to cool it down.
Bring it on, Chris.
One or two days, but I can't put too much faith in that happening.
All right. Well, always a pleasure catching up with you. That's Chris Kent there, senior forecaster with the Darwin Weather Bureau. Thanks for your time, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.